the number of games played yesterday in the Premier Division, but it was Brigade who remained top of that Premier Division after a thumping 10-wicket win over Senior Cup final opponents Glendermot at Beechgrove yesterday, Eamon.
Yeah, an absolutely resounding victory, and what a morale booster. They're hot favourites to win the Cup, but yesterday just emphasised the gap between the two sides. Glendermot will have to show a massive improvement from yesterday if they're going to make a game of it. All out yesterday for 88, Glendermot. Brigade didn't even lose a wicket, 92 for no wicket. Gareth McKeegan, 59 not out. Very poor display by Glendermot, but Brigade go marching on towards that title.
Elsewhere, Brady stayed second in the division after they too recorded a wide margin win, this one at Strabane Park.
Yeah, 272, David Rankin. Apparently was dropped on three occasions yesterday, so Strabane fielders let themselves down yesterday. But he did go on to score 123, bowled Strabane out for 163, very convincing 109-run victory to leave them still in second place. Next, Strabane and his young Tom Harper scored, top score was 45.
And Eamon as well, Dunamana. Well, they stayed in touch as they wrapped up the third one-sided contest of today by winning by 9 wickets at Sandal Lodge.
Yeah, Bowen Corey now for 51. They're having a terrible season and big danger of being relegated or at the best being in the playoff. Junior McBrien come out of retirement once again yesterday to play for Dunamana. He picked up 4 wickets for 16, so the older he gets, the better he gets. And his son Andy picked up 4 wickets for 10. So between the two McBrien's, if they picked up 8 of the 10 wickets for 26 runs, Dunamana just lost 1 wicket chasing that down. They leave them in third spot.
And also, Eamon, it was a day of wide margin wins and low totals. It was a similar story at Eglinton, where the Villagers, well, they beat Ballyspellin by 125 runs.
Yeah, 197. Stuart Thompson relieved of international duty this week. He played for his club yesterday and scored 53. Then they bowled Ballyspellin out for 72, winning by 125 runs, as you say. Very disappointing at Ballyspellin. There's a number of sides down at the bottom now, and it's tough to pick out who's going to be relegated and who's going to be in the playoffs, because all the bottom sides were really hammered yesterday.
And looking towards today, the International T20 at Brady, Eamon, a beautiful day for it. Ireland had a comprehensive 9-wicket victory over Zimbabwe on Friday. I'm sure they'll be hoping for the same result today.
Absolutely, the weather beautiful up here at Brady. Big crowd gathering, and the national anthem's just been played at the moment. So massive occasion for the Brady club and for Irish cricket. As you see, a tremendous result for Ireland on Friday night. Paul Sterling, the star, 83 not out. 9 wickets winning by, and they want to finish this off today by winning the series and beating Zimbabwe again. From what I can gather, just a bar, Ireland will be batting first today, the opposite to Friday night, but it'll be very interesting to see if those Irish players are in the same form. But I know they're determined to get another victory today and give the crowd some entertainment as well and beautiful surroundings.
Before I let you go, I know England are playing in the World Cup final today in cricket, but Ireland play them on the 24th of July, and well, Ireland almost pulled off a famous win over England, so can you see that happening on the 24th of July?
Well, it's going to be very, very difficult. As long as they put up a good show, I think that's the main thing, Patrick. Respectable performance is what you're looking for. It's a four-day game. Let's hope we make it last for the 4 days, because England are a top-class side, and maybe they'll win the World Cup today. But it's a big occasion for Irish cricket, and it's great to have them on the large to play in England. It's a wonderful occasion.